Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 10 to 7 on London summer time. Well, this has been quite a day. There's I think if you want to look for any day that had more dynamics, I haven't seen many. And that was all off the back of, I suppose, continued market nervousness and panicky sort of sentiment off the oil price and a ter well a very low figure on the non-farm payrolls. I think it's been the worst since January, which probably leads people to believe that the recovery in the US is faltering a little bit. So that, and I've posted quite a few charts on the site today that really looked like it set off a lot of dynamics. Oil didn't move at all. It's sort of middle of the range at the moment. It's currently at 44.10, so it's quite a long way off the highs of the day, which are another new high at 44.77. But the ones that really moved were the S&P. That had actually been trading on the futures in the morning in Europe, was actually up off that 180, sorry, 1,080 level, which sort of is, I suppose, a bouncing area or sort of the bottom of the range. But as soon as the US market opened, it just fell. It is currently down, excuse me, it's currently down about 8 or 9 points, and that is really quite bearish for the S&P. So it's given up all of the gains it had that took, say, in the last 10 days from that rally from the bottom of the range. Looking at the other equity indices, while they're all down, at least all the Europeans and the American indices, while they're all down, actually the S&P is the only one that's really broken below the bottom of its range from that sort of medium-term range that they all bounced from 10 days ago. Excuse me. So that's quite a bearish story for the S&P. We'll see if it follows. Excuse me, if it follows through on the Nasdaq and the Dow Jones. Looking at the European indices, they're really quite weak. I mean, the DAX was down 101 points today. The FTSE was down 75, and these are huge moves. They're really giving up all the gains they made in the last 10 days or so. And looking at the euro was, has been trading along that sort of flirting with that 120 level for, I suppose, the last 10 days or so, almost the last 2 weeks. Well, that really changed everything today, because at the moment the euro is at 122.76. It's up 2.25 cents on the day. That's really a very strong dynamic. So there's strong likelihood we're going to see a little bit more action in that in that direction in the next couple of days. We might see a short-term reaction, but I think every next week we'll probably be a little higher than we are now. Looking at treasuries, very much the same story. That had been sort of going up the last couple of days, but we had a very, very strong dynamic today. And currently the sorry, just typed in the wrong code on Bloomberg. Currently the September contract is at 110.2732, so very, very high. It's up nearly 2 points today. The Bund is up about 0.75 point at 115. I got an email today from one of our subscribers, and hence that quite long piece of copy I put in the comment of the day regarding whether what would be the sort of the situation where David Wrong and the actual sentiment in the treasury market was bullish. And there's certainly an argument to be made for being long of treasuries at the moment, and there has been for at least, I suppose, the last 3 or 4 weeks. Purely because they just haven't had any sort of downside dynamics, and all the dynamics have been upwards. And what David has been saying for quite a while is that he would like them to go up just so that they can fall further when they decide to come back down. And there's not really a fantastic argument out there for a bullish case, at least fundamentally, for treasuries. And while they are sort of range trading at the moment, it's very much a right-hand extension of the top formation. So they might very well go up to test the highs, but it just means that they're going to fall all that much farther. Just following in, I suppose, David's footsteps, I made two trades today. I wouldn't recommend anyone to follow my own portfolio for a number of reasons. I haven't been in this game nearly as long as David has, and we're not really in the business of making recommendations. But I bought oats and corn today, just on the assumption that we've seen a little bit of a bottom here, although they're both down on the day at the moment. And that is pretty much it. If I have, sorry, I have veered away from doing a big picture long-term audio because, being quite honest about it, I think that is more David's game, and he will, as he said himself, the last one he did can stand until he comes back in September. If there's anything at all that you'd like me to look up for you, or charts you'd like me to put up on the site between now and the 25th, just send me an email. I'm happy to oblige. And thank you for listening, and have a great weekend. Thanks very much.